A coalition crisis over Ethiopian Aliyah was apparently resolved late last week following agreement to allow 1,300 members of the Falash Mora community immigrate to Israel this year, in line with an earlier cabinet decision. Two Likud MKs had, over the past 2 months, boycotted Knesset votes in the plenum in protest over Israel's suspension of its immigration operation in Ethiopia. With the absence of the two Likud MKs, the 61-member coalition hit stumbling blocks in several legislative bids. Reporter David Zaev asked chairman and founder of Shavei Israel, Michael Freund, how many of the so-called Falash Mora remain in Ethiopia.
Well, in fact, according to the decision passed by the government last year, there are somewhere between 8,000 to 9,000 remaining Falash Mora who the government said they would check their eligibility vis-a-vis certain criteria that the government laid down in the decision. And so the 1,300 who are now slated to come on Aliyah in June are the first of those remaining 8,000 to 9,000 who are due, according to this latest agreement, to be brought to Israel over the next 5 years.
So, in other words, this is not the rest right now. This is a first installment. Is that the definitive number, the numbers that you're giving, 8,000, 9,000, or are, as some are suspecting, once we reach that number, perhaps we'll hear that there were more?
Well, that is certainly a question that's been on the minds of Israel's decision-makers now for a number of years, because on previous occasions, the government has announced with great fanfare that it was bringing on Aliyah the last batch of the Falash Mora, only to subsequently discover that that there were more. In this particular case, most of those on the list of the 8,000 to 9,000 are Falash Mora through their father's side, through patrilineal descent. There are other cases, though, of people who, because of clever included. And that led to some very painful family divisions. I visited Ethiopia last year to meet with some of the remaining Falash Mora there, and there were families there that had been divided for 15 years and haven't seen one another over such a long period of time. So there's definitely a humanitarian component at work here as well.
Do you feel that the government is being honest, for example, the Israeli government is being honest when it somehow then finds out that there are different numbers, that certain clerical errors take place, or what else could be at play here? In other words, you know, in terms of over the years, there have been concerns in Israel. It was resolved ultimately, but still some questions raised about whether these people are really Jewish. Perhaps even tell us what the Falash Mora are.
Well, the Falash Mora are descendants of Ethiopian Jews who were compelled to convert to Christianity largely under duress beginning about 150 to 200 years ago. In fact, unfortunately, one of the main people behind the conversion of the Falash Mora was a Jew who had converted to Christianity, Reverend Stern. And it's not clear to what extent the duress that the converts faced was physical or economic or some combination thereof. Nonetheless, until today, they have largely lived as a sort of separate autonomous community, though in the recent generation or two, there has been a growing amount of intermarriage between Falash Mora and Ethiopian Christians in general, which is what has led to this this current group, many of several thousand people who are Falash Mora through the patrilineal line. But at the end of the day, all of those Falash Mora who are being brought to Israel will be put through a conversion process by Israel's chief rabbinate. So they will emerge as fully recognized Jews once the conversion process is complete.
Michael Freund. of Shavei Yisrael. A brief look at the headlines in